Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Today's article is going to be on destructive weather that has officially been linked to climate change. So as we all know, we do have hurricane seasons, typhoon seasons, monsoon seasons, tornado seasons, so on and so forth. Well, they're not really seasons anymore. They're starting to happen year-round, mostly due to the fact that climate change has affected weather patterns. And unfortunately, it's not gonna stop. Not unless we end up, well, you know, fixing things. At the poles, ice is liquefied like never before. We've continuously run into issues where heat, cold air, tornado, big things. Well, unfortunately, due to the rise in the atmospheric pressures, due to the heat waves, the droughts, the Midwest has now become Tornado Valley, so to speak. Rampant tornadoes continuously running through towns, destroying homes, families, civilization, give or take. Hurricanes, on the other hand, can't really help that, but can. It's linked to climate change due to the fact of, well, climate change. We have so many different so many natural disasters that are caused by what we do in our day-to-day life. And the reason I say this is our atmospheric concentration of greenhouse gases has a very bad tendency of messing with things. And I say that because let me read this sticky note real quick. As a whole, have greenhouse particles 412 elements per million. So basically, when we say million, we don't mean like inch or meter, we mean smaller. Millions of microbes. So that's worrisome due to the fact that most of our fossil fuels contain CO2, methane, and alternative compounds that trap heat in our atmosphere. So greenhouse gases are just building, and there's, well, not a lot that's being done about it. Yeah, where you've got vehicles like Tesla and vehicles like Priuses, we've got hybrid vehicles now, so you've got full-fledged vehicles that are like Suburbans, Tahoes, so on and so forth. Don't trademark me. It's all due to the fact that we've went so long without taking a step that this is happening. There's been severe polar vortexes that have engulfed parts of North America, like last year, the snow blizzards, so on and so forth, that happened last year, the deadly heat waves that are in Europe right now. I mean, the slow movement of Hurricane Dorian. I mean, that was climate change. It sat and just kept doing. I mean, I've got a list pulled up on my other screen. I would show you guys, but I've got other things that I can't blur out. But I've got a list pulled up from the past year and a half of nothing but devastating circumstances of natural disasters, and most of them are hurricanes, tornadoes, stuff of that nature. I mean, there have been floods, guys, floods, because ice is melting, and floods that are delaying farming, property damages, I mean, the whole shebang. And it's the result of us, climate change, and unfortunately, I've preached about it in several and will continue to do so. Climate change has got to be prevented, or else this is not going to have an alternative. It's just going to become a day-to-day thing. I will have this entire article up. It will be viewable the whole nine yards. It will be shared on every one of our social media pages. This video will serve its purpose. Don't forget to check out all of our social media pages. We know you guys listen. We know you guys have been watching the whole nine yards. But unfortunately, we haven't been reaching the right people. And our goal is to start reaching out even further. So if you will, hit that like button, follow us, subscribe, retweet, the whole nine yards. And remember, as always, we are here. And I hope you all have had a very wonderful experience. Bye-bye.